This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by a new natural product from Future Farm Botanicals, created exclusively to help promote a better immune response: elderberry with zinc and echinacea. Future Farm's elderberry with zinc and echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation. And zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is an all-natural, science-based formula and works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Layla Mutin, your host. I'm a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and I'm available by appointment. For any questions, topics of interest, radioprogram@AOL.com is the email. Radioprogram@AOL.com. If you'd like to make an appointment, taking phone appointments, Skype appointments, 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. Hope you're well during this lockdown. If you're on the East Coast, I'm in New York. We are still on lockdown. Much of the country is reopening. Things are looking good. People are getting back to work. Thank goodness. And we're all concerned about staying well. Continuing to stay well. You've been home, you've been cooking at home, you've been using what you have available in your pantry, the spices you have available in your spice rack. You've been hunkered down, using what's available, going out when you have to the grocery store to do your shopping, to the market to take care of all of that. And you, hopefully you've been going outdoors to exercise, to take walks or a jog, a run, to be outdoors, because it's not good to be cooped up either. So again, radioprogram@AOL.com is the place to email me for questions, topics of interest. Vitamin D insufficiency may be prevalent in severe COVID-19 cases. Now, we know for this pandemic, coronavirus, COVID-19 pandemic, we've been talking about keeping your immune system healthy. Vitamin D is one of the ways. Vitamin C, zinc, a good multi with minerals in it, also some vitamin A in your multi, especially. Is a good idea. We don't want you to have too much vitamin A, not without supervision anyway. We would want to supervise that. But vitamin C is a big hit, so is zinc, but so is vitamin D. Now, vitamin D insufficiency may play a role in the progression of the novel coronavirus, COVID-19. According to a new observational study at MedRxIV, that's MedRxIV. For the study, researchers retrospectively reviewed medical records of COVID-19 patients whose serum 25-hydroxycholecalciferol levels were determined. That's the proper blood test for vitamin D, for serum levels of vitamin D, is 25-hydroxy vitamin D, or 25-hydroxycholecalciferol. So they retrospectively reviewed medical records of COVID-19 patients whose vitamin D levels were determined. The scientists looked at the frequency of vitamin D insufficiency among the patients to evaluate the likelihood of a relationship. 20 COVID-19 patients with serum 25-hydroxy vitamin D levels were identified, 20. And of those, 65% required intensive care unit, ICU admission. So just over half of the 20 required ICU admission. The vitamin D insufficiency prevalence in the intensive care unit patients was almost 85% versus 57% in the regular hospital floor patients. Additionally, 100% of ICU patients less than 75 years old had vitamin D insufficiency. What do we mean by vitamin D insufficiency? Your vitamin D was less than 20, was probably less than 30. We consider in the world of integrative medicine and nutrition, less than 40 is not great. You want it over 40. But in mainstream medicine, they say, oh, if you have a level of at least 20, you're okay. I disagree with that. So the researchers concluded vitamin D insufficiency was prevalent in severe COVID-19 cases. Vitamin D insufficiency and severe COVID-19 share numerous associations, said the researchers, including high blood pressure, obesity, being male, being a man, the male sex, being of advanced age, concentration in northern climates, and immune dysfunction. And of course, the next step would be prospective randomized controlled studies of vitamin D insufficiency in COVID-19 patients. So vitamin D is very important for your immune system overall, and certainly during this COVID-19 pandemic and going into cold and flu season. It can be remarkable against colds and flus. So let's talk more about vitamin D. Endocrinologist Michael Hollick. Michael Hollick is a doctor and a PhD, an MD and a PhD, who's done extensive research on vitamin D. Michael Hollick, MD, PhD, reminds us that just 100 years ago, most children in industrialized Europe experienced how overt deficiency of vitamin D caused bone pain. You know, vitamin D is a hormone. It's triggered by sunlight. It's converted in the liver. It's activated by the kidneys. Our tissue receptors gobble it up. It's an essential hormone. And just over a century ago, most children in industrialized Europe experienced the deficiency of this very important hormone called vitamin D. It caused bone pain, fractures, deformity, until sunbathing, cod liver oil, and most especially, milk fortification with vitamin D virtually eradicated rickets. We now recognize that it plays a multitude of roles throughout the body. Yet, a billion or more people on the planet are probably deficient or insufficient in it. So it calls for a more thoughtful approach to food fortification. I think it calls for a thoughtful approach to taking a supplement. Look, you'd have to drink a quart of milk to simply get 400 international units of vitamin D. That's not nearly enough. Most people need at least 2,000 IU daily, right? And of course, if you're not drinking milk or have dairy allergy or don't want to drink milk, you're not getting it there. The most at risk for deficiency/insufficiency, including include the following, and particularly in combination. Darker skinned individuals, those with chronic inflammation, those who are obese, those who've had bariatric surgery, those who are older, living at higher latitudes during winter, those taking certain medications like anticonvulsants, glucocorticoid drugs, steroids, or AIDS-related drugs, and those who have gene variants, genetic mutations, genetic SNPs, single nucleotide polymorphisms that negatively affect vitamin D metabolism. Now, major food sources of vitamin D include cod liver oil, mushrooms, fish, and here's the fish, especially cod, carp, mackerel, catfish, trout, and halibut. And of course, dietary supplements and fortified foods. Now, most of these are low in mercury. Cod would be, mackerel, king mackerel would be full of mercury. Stay away from catfish. Please stay away from catfish and tilapia because they are so badly farm-raised. I'm talking about the farm-raised catfish and tilapia. There is really almost no nutritional value. It may have the nutritional value of a donut. That's how bad the farming methods. Trout, halibut, these are fairly low in mercury. Okay, but again, you'd have to eat a few pounds of fish to get the amount of vitamin D that you need to get. So, the sunshine hormone is a derivative of a metabolite of cholesterol. Under our skin lives 7-dehydrocholesterol. And because vitamin D is a derivative of a metabolite of cholesterol, a seasonal hormone having receptors throughout the body, that's what we're calling vitamin D. A seasonal hormone having receptors throughout the body, a drug in certain forms, a modified steroid, it's a transcription factor, an epigenetic modulator, and it's a nutrient. It's vitamin D. So, it affects a broad swath of physical, metabolic, cognitive, mood-related functions. As a transcription factor, it influences the reading of many genes. While as a post-translational epigenetic regulator, it additionally fine-tunes how genes are silenced or unsilenced, as well as the molecular shapes of their gene products, the regulatory and the structural proteins. It regulates itself, vitamin D does, by initiating its own catabolism. That's why when you're out getting sunshine, your skin, unless you have it all covered up in your clothing or you have, but you've swathed on your number 50 sunblock, you're not going to get any vitamin D at all. But on your naked skin, when you're out there getting sunlight, even if you were to get too much sun, your body will make enough vitamin D that it needs and then stop. The rest gets catabolized. Okay. So Dr. Hollick described how exquisitely crucial vitamin D is around pregnancy due to developmental and transgenerational effects. And one of his studies found that even among healthy vitamin D supplemented new mothers and their infants, most were deficient. Vitamin D directly or indirectly regulates up to 5% of the human genome. That's about 1,250 genes. That's 5% of the human genome. And blood levels of vitamin D can significantly impact how well muscle mass and strength are maintained, especially during aging. How insulin is secreted, your blood lipid levels, whether you gain weight or not, cardiometabolic functions, Blood levels of vitamin D significantly impact cell life cycle, cell growth, differentiation, proliferation, cellular aging processes, and cell death. Blood levels of vitamin D significantly impact immune balance, cytokine production, incidence of infectious diseases, and whether or not an immune response is resolved or is perpetuated, potentially encouraging chronic inflammation or autoimmunity. Your vitamin D level can significantly impact cardiovascular disease and events, and parathyroid levels, which influence their development. Vitamin D significantly impacts all-cause mortality. It determines risks for asthma, inflammatory bowel disease, and several types of cancer. It impacts mood and neurocognitive function. It impacts endothelial function and control of chemical mediators of vascular tension. It impacts your blood pressure. The endothelial function, that's the smooth muscle inside your arteries. And control of chemical mediators of vascular tension, how the endothelium functions there. That also determines your blood pressure. Vitamin D is very important for blood pressure. Vitamin D impacts bone building and remodeling and resorption. And many bone conditions, not just rickets, osteomalacia, osteopenia, osteoporosis. Intestinal calcium absorption. How much calcium you absorb depends on your vitamin D. Think of vitamin D this way. It's like a bus that drives the calcium to your bones. You also need vitamin K for that, to keep it out of your coronary arteries. So it's very important to take some vitamin K along with your D supplement. So vitamin D impacts intestinal calcium absorption, kidney reabsorption of calcium, that's renal reabsorption of calcium, and blood calcium and phosphate levels. Autoimmune conditions like multiple sclerosis, type 1 diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, and thyroiditis. The Vitamin D Council has prepared dozens of helpful research summaries on how vitamin D status relates to specific health conditions. And a 2014 Lancet study suggests that a low vitamin D blood level may itself constitute a biomarker for overall poor health. Preliminary research revealed that vitamin D levels may relate to gut microbiome composition, though further work is needed to characterize interactions in healthy and unhealthy populations. So, concerns about the safety of spending time in the sun and of taking active preformed vitamin D have a lot to do with its continued widespread lack. But the work of Dr. Hollick and colleagues clarifies that incidence of vitamin D intoxication is much rarer than insufficiency. How are they determining insufficiency? It's now defined as blood levels less than 30. Hey, good for you, mainstream medicine. You went above 20 to 30. You're going in the right direction. Though Dr. Hollick and others consider the 40 to 60 range preferable. That's 40 to 60 nanograms per ml, ng per ml, 40 to 60 is preferable, according to Dr. Hollick, and mostly occurs as a result of drug supplement misuse, formulation errors, all of that kind of thing. Blood levels of up to 100 ng per ml are considered safe. So supplementation with 2,000 to 4,000 IU of vitamin D daily will generally increase vitamin deficient Vitamin D deficient adults' blood levels to over 30. So let me translate 2,000 to 4,000 IU to micrograms. That's 50 to 100 micrograms. And it does much better than taking 1,000 IU, which is 40 micrograms. By the way, I said 50 to 100 micrograms, not milligrams, right? So while 1,000 international units of vitamin D, which is equivalent to 40 micrograms of vitamin D daily, will fail to do so for so many adults at risk for deficiency. So a reasonable supplement level for adults is about 2,000 IU. And those specific recommendations depend on your health, maybe genetic risk factors, your individual lifestyle, and your vitamin D levels. And for children, recommendations are additionally influenced by weight and by age. During summer, increases in vitamin D levels average around 10 to 20 ng per ml in white-skinned individuals, peaking at an increase of around 35 ng per ml for those spending over 300 hours a month in sunlight. But vitamin D levels decline considerably within 1 to 2 months after the sunlight exposure, reinforcing the need for dietary sources or supplement sources to help maintain blood levels year round. That's why it's best to take your vitamin D level before, you know, right after summer, and then right after winter, your levels will be different and you should dose accordingly. So for those with no specific reason for avoiding sunlight, some combination of limited sun exposure and vitamin D supplementation may be the best means of achieving optimal circulating levels. And since genetic variants can greatly influence vitamin D usage and may even have different effects in men and women, periodic blood testing is most reliable for assessing functional vitamin D status. Though marked individuality in molecular responsivity to vitamin D has led some researchers to suggest development of a vitamin D response index to reflect low, medium, and high response patterns. So, a mobile application named D-Minder is available to help gauge individual sun exposure and track overall vitamin D intake in order to improve vitamin D status while minimizing risk of sunburn. Some with genetic variants to with regard to the vitamin D receptor may metabolize vitamin D or may have lower levels of vitamin D due to the receptors available due to those particular genetic SNPs, due to those genetic variants. Everybody will be a little bit different. But the most important thing, in my estimation, is to get your blood levels checked and dose accordingly. So, vitamin D is many things to many cells, especially to their genes. But it doesn't act as a cofactor for essential reactions as vitamins do. It's actually a hormone that binds to vitamin D receptors found in cells throughout the body, where it exerts direct multi-level effects on gene regulation. The Vitamin D Council is a nonprofit organization whose founder, John Cannell, MD, has been communicating significant research findings on vitamin D since 2003. Dr. Cannell has personally written dozens of helpful blogs that increase awareness about this often misunderstood hormone slash nutrient, such as how the body metabolizes it, which ultraviolet light wavelengths trigger vitamin D production. I'll tell you now, it's the UVB rays that are found between like 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. around lunchtime. And he also talks about, Dr. Cannell does, talks about the rationale behind his personal intake recommendations for adults and children and others. So it's good to see the multifaceted topic of autism examined from numerous angles. So the site presents a multitude of facts and research organized into many health conditions related to vitamin D status, like Parkinson's disease, asthma, cognitive impairment, and osteoporosis, in addition to many others. So, at the Vitamin D Council, it also features a growing catalog of informative podcast interviews and talks, and even a forum for discussing related issues and directing questions to Dr. Cannell. A generous set of valuable offerings worth checking into regularly. There's my plug for the Vitamin D Council via the Personalized Medicine Institute from Dr. Jeffrey Bland. Radio program at AOL.com is the destinations for questions, topics of interest. If you'd like to make an appointment, you can email there too or just call the office 212-779-1744. I hope you stay well and stay tuned for another Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine.
There's never been a more important time to ensure your immune system is operating at its peak. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a new natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, created exclusively to help promote a better immune response. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea. Future Farm's elderberry with zinc and echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation, and zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.